Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm surprised you haven't been drafting eighth graders or seventh graders for your fantasy league.
I already
put
have.
Them on your keeper team. Yeah. Oh, you do? You have a couple seventh graders? I'm sorry, the Ohio High School. You're not. You can't talk to them seventh or eighth grade. You have to wait. You must talk to them by sixth. So if you're going to recruit those kids, we want to make sure if they're going to be on your fantasy team, do it by sixth grade. That's legal. Just so you know.
That's Andy Baskin,
oh,
folks.
Whacked out we are.
That's Andy. I'm Jeff. The 6-24-39 until further notice. And okay. We might get further notice. We're just talking about the offensive line. JJ's in Cleveland. JJ.
JJ.
How y'all doing? Good afternoon, fellas.
Good.
And to you, JJ.
You know, I just do not want to see these guys draft the lineman at number six, man.
I don't either.
I'm with you.
The last time we drafted an offensive lineman that high and they was good was Joe Thomas.
Yeah, he only went to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's not in this draft.
That's true.
We need, you know, I mean, we got some linemen. What we don't have is receivers. You know, and at the end of the day, that's when you get good receivers. You can't wait and hope a good receiver be there at 10, at 24. No, you got to go out. You got to go get him. The one you think is the best one, which I hopefully – it's Cordell Tate. Just go get him, man. He's an Ohio kid, and he wants to play here probably, I think. So go get him. You can't just wait and get an offensive lineman first. You know, if I'm not mistaken, you know, in this draft, it's a lot of decent offensive linemen. Not so many decent wide receivers. You know,
not upper end wide receivers, JJ,
yeah,
that's
not,
for sure.
Not where we need him to be.
Yep, I
not
agree with
where
that.
We need him to be, yep. You know? We can't just sit and hope, oh, we got Deshaun Watson and Shador Sanders and expect him to throw the ball to a second-round wide receiver that, I mean, you know, or anything like that. Just go get a wide receiver, and if you got a chance and you can move up, go get another one. Trade the 24 pick and go get another one. Worry about the lineman, either trade some picks from next year or just get them later in the rounds and hope they pan out, because that's what we always do. We get them receivers late in them rounds and hope they pan out. Let's do that with the offensive linemen. Don't waste a good pick, a valuable pick, on an offensive lineman. Go get Cordell Tate. Let's move on to 24. Go Browns. Go Cavs. Y'all guys have a great day.
All right, you too. JJ. All right. JJ's with me.
Hey, is a guy from Chicago who went to high school in Florida an Ohio guy? I'm just curious.
He went to Ohio State, and he said they're just up the road.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I give it to you.
Come on. You're the biggest Buckeye honk I know.
And I know.
You're saying he's not an Ohio guy?
I mean, college, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Guess what? We can't go into the draft without talking to the gentleman on line two. Dick and Dayton. Hi, Dick.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Good,
how
buddy.
You doing there? Hey, I just want to say something. The Cavaliers, I think, can go all the way. This is the best team I've seen, guys, and I love it, and I think that we're going to bring a championship home with Mitchell and them guys. I do.
Yeah,
and it's good to talk to you, Jeff. And
Andy. Yeah, Andy.
Yeah great. Right. You guys are great people.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dick.
Appreciate you, Dick.
We appreciate
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
Enjoy your evening.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Dick.
I'll keep in touch.
Okay, cool. We hope you do.
You know, Titus,
thank you, Dick.
Titus told me after he got inducted into the Bedford Hall of Fame that the Browns were going to draft Donovan Mitchell tonight. So
we could be talking about anything. And Dick will want to talk about something else. That's why we appreciate his enthusiasm and passion so much.
You know, I figured he'd talk about the NFL draft. There's one night he'd be like, I think I like so-and-so for the Browns. Or okay. The Browns are probably just going to trade that pick.
Remember earlier Ted called. And
Jeff, I think, you know, the Cleveland Cobras are going to be very successful playing at Baldwin Wallace.
Ted got mad at me because I said, you know, if the Cavs go up 3-0, there's no way they're going to lose. And then he's like, you can't do that. This is Cleveland. With that thought in mind.
You know, how about just once we rip out the rearview mirror and act like champions?
Hold on, I'm teeing you up.
Okay, tee me up.
With that thought in mind, in the last break, Andy said, how about this? How about if we talk about this?
What's the worst case scenario? Because I'm telling you, every year this happens.
What's going to make you mad at 6? I'm like,
what's going to drive you nuts?
That'll be great fun.
Great fun. I'm just telling you, do we not all think that way?
I don't.
What's going to drive me nuts at 6? I can tell you.
I can tell you.
Ty Simpson at 6 would upset me.
It wouldn't.
It would be such an overdraft of a quarterback.
You know why it wouldn't upset me?
Because they believed he was the man, and they went and got the guy they wanted.
I don't think I'd have said it like that, but yes.
Yes, I am Ted Baxter, better known.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As Jeff Phelps, and at 6, the Browns, fingers on here, select Ty Simpson, Alabama.
I don't think I talked that way.
Oh.
But your reasoning is right.
I will probably throw up.
If Andrew Berry took Ty Simpson at 6, it would mean he is risking his job on this guy. And Todd Monken completely signed off on him. And I would be willing to think, all right, well, they think they have their guy. Let's find out.
Oh, man.
You know what would drive me nuts?
What drives you nuts, Jeff Phelps?
Well, this, I would just shake my head if they took Mansoor Delane, the corner from LSU, at 6.
Ah.
He's very, very highly regarded. This has nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with him. He's a fine football player. He'll be a really good corner in the NFL. We have Denzel Ward. We have Tyson Campbell. But we all know how former Harvard defensive back Andrew Berry likes his defensive backs. And that one would drive me nuts. Well, we're going to put him in the slot. He's going to be a fine slot corner. And the response to that would be, Andrew, do you plan to score more than 11 points a game this year?
Well, the question is, where are we on the big timeline of the franchise? Where do they really want to be? Do they want to be in a good position to draft a quarterback next year? Isn't that what a lot of people are thinking? So if the big picture is we're worried about next year's draft and accumulating picks, hey, maybe they trade out 6 for someone's first-round pick next year and the year after.
Can we just add some talent to this team?
Why? It makes too much sense. Just stop.
Just stand pat. Draft somebody at 6. make it Carnell Tate if the other three guys that I think are guys you want to draft aren't there, and just go play some football and try and win some games.
Jeff, there's a Pavlov's dog theory now going on for Browns fans. Expect the craziest thing to happen, and then expect it to not lead to winning.
Matt Corrali, what was the moment of this 4 hours of fun?
Well, the moment of the show, it comes courtesy of Bernie Giroli of The Athletic talking about how Paul DePodesta maybe should not have gotten as much blame as he should have with his time in Cleveland.
I talked to so many people in so many different areas about him, and nobody had anything bad to say. Everyone said, what is in that story? That, like, I don't think he really got the opportunity to do what he did in Oakland here. And I think one of the reoccurring themes I got from the Haslams is they're constantly changing their mind. And I think that's unfortunately kind of led to some of the issues with DePodesta. I think he was an easy scapegoat, as somebody mentioned, like he didn't live there.
Again, if you missed that conversation with Brittany Giroli from The Athletic, go back and listen to it. You can do that on the Odyssey app. She was outstanding, and her story on The Athletic about Paul DePodesta, really, really good. Why Are We Smarter? Presented by QC Kinetics, the leader in regenerative medicine. If you're in pain, give QC Kinetics a call, 216-770-5488. Kayla Colejohn.
Hello, I am smarter today after today's show because I was reading some of the comments on social media. They consider you the people's prince.
Who, Jeff?
Absolutely, because that little golden nugget of knowledge that you dropped so nonchalantly, like it wasn't one of the biggest quotes of all time about utility players not making.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, I agree.
Isn't that a great line?
Yeah, I thought that was a great line.
And can you imagine, you know, the spunk to tell that to your boss? Love that. Way to go, Pat. Corrali.
I'm smarter today because, here's a wild card, smarter today because of Jax Gregory. He's back here somehow, some way, sold me more on Carnell Tate than I already was. It's incredible.
Jeff, I'm going to tell you why I'm smarter today. You want to know why?
Yes.
Okay. I'm smarter because I think people would rather trade Myles Garrett then trade the two first-round picks this year.
You know why? The two first-round picks are going to be about 23, 24 years old, maybe 22. Miles will be 31 at the end of this season, and he has other interests in life. Why am I smarter? Because of the passion of Browns fans that we get jacked up every year to talk about the draft, what might be, and we bring in all these young guys, and if you hit on half of them, hey, great draft. Way to go, fellas.
Well done.
I'm Jeff Phelps.
I'm Andy Baskin. Thanks for listening today. We do appreciate you. Make sure you are sticking with 92.3 The Fan from now until Sunday when the boys are wrapping it up on the air on Sunday. We got the Browns Radio Network coming up tonight. We will have you covered from picks they take and picks they may trade and who knows what they're going to do, but we'll be here for you to react. That's coming up here on 92.3 The Fan, including Afternoon Drive, which is next. Be a hero, be a real hero, be an organ donor, lifebank.org. See you, Cleveland, see you. We'll talk to you after hopefully the Browns have two first-round picks.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.